What is up, everybody? Thank you for joining me this week on Christian Universe Podcast. In episode 8, we talked about what love is and why God loves us. Conveniently, I was joined by my mother, and we talked about love. If these are questions that you have or you may have, I highly suggest that you go and check out episode 8. This week, I am talking about love, but not what it is, but I'm talking about how God has called us to love. Disclaimer, this episode is now an audio episode, but stay to the end for an update on upcoming events and the podcast for the foreseeable future. Thank you and enjoy. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for such a beautiful day. Thank you for the blessing of life and movement. And I pray and I ask that as I share your word with these lovely people, that they will put into practice these actions into practice. In your only name I do perfect thanksgiving. Amen. So, the Bible has multiple examples of how God has called us to love. One of the most famous is found in Galatians 5, verse 14. It says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself." For years, I thought this verse was to love your neighbor. For years, I thought all this to this verse was to love your neighbor as yourself. And whenever I would ask what it meant, I could never get an answer that I felt was right. People used the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But the Bible is not just saying that. It's pretty clear what it wants us to do. The thing is that the verse that explains it is not that far. It's actually the one right above Galatians 5, verse 14. It's Galatians 5, verse 13. It says, "You are my brothers and sisters. We are called to be free, but do not use freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Jesus is saying clearly, clear as day, that we are to serve each other. That is what it means when it says to love your neighbor. Another famous text is found in Matthew 5, more specifically in verse 44. It says, "But I tell you, love your neighbors and pray for those who persecute you." Something that I realized as I did research on how God has called us to love is that we just need to love each other no matter what. It's funny that the Bible was written 1,000 years ago. Until this day, it is still relatable. In fact, verse 43, Jesus says, You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Jesus is saying this in reference to what we have been taught by the world. Also, what the Pharisees were teaching to the people. But he was saying that we are to look out for those that look out for us. And because what they were saying was that we should look out for those that look out for us and shun those that don't. But like I mentioned earlier, Jesus wants us to look out for those that look out for us and look out for those that don't look out for us. He says to love our enemies and pray for those that persecute us. Basically, one of my favorite sayings, simply said, is kill them with kindness. Not literally kill them, but to show so much kindness that they start to question why they are being so mean or why they are persecuting you in such a way. In 1 John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he tells them this: "A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Honestly, when I started this, my research on how God has called us to love, I expected all these rules and regulations. But the more and more I read God's word, the more I realized he just wants one thing for us to do. And not just in love, but in life. He wants us to love unconditionally. That's it. Following God is not hard at all. As a matter of fact, it is so easy. All you have to do is show love. Think about it. If you love your neighbor, you won't steal from them. You won't try to do anything to harm that neighbor, whether emotionally or physically. Those Ten Commandments that we are called to follow as Christians will come naturally, all because of love. Sure, the first four are about God, are about our love for God, and that might be difficult, but honestly, that will come as easy as well. Because when we show love to each other, and we see because of that love, we will see the greatness of God. Therefore, we will love God out of the things that he has done for us, and because he is King. And we show love through that love that we show each other. We show love to God through the love that we show to each other. And when we praise him, spend time in his word, it's another way of showing God that we love him. Basically, all you need to do to show love or understand how God has called us to love is to simply serve one another. We're to simply love those who don't love us. And lastly, we're just to love unconditionally, under no conditions. Whether they've done right to me or wrong to me, I am to love them, not because I am greater than them, but simply because they are God's children. And also simply because I want people to show me the same love. So if I show love to them, I would hope and I pray that they would show the same love to me. Coming back to that golden rule that I spoke of earlier, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. God has called us to love. That's it. Just to love. So, I leave you with this. Love, love, love.